Brian Kamenetsky, Ramona Shelburne in for John and Steve, Mason and Island Show. So yesterday, Ramona, was a bad day. A bad day.
For, it was raining.
Yes.
You know.
And people were being thrown in the protocols, and it was left and right and crazy, including, or was this might have been even 2 days ago. I don't even remember. Russell Westbrook. Well, guess what? Just like it was with LeBron James, apparently Russell Westbrook had a false positive. He has tested twice negative, was separated by 24 hours, and the NBA says, you are good to go, Russell Westbrook. COVID, Ramona Shelburne, cannot touch Lakers stars. They think they get him, but they don't. It's just false positives. Our guys are too strong for you. Too strong for you, Omicron. This is, again, one of these little signs where I feel like things are kind of improving, because after the Reeves shot, the air was taken out of that, out of the balloon by the COVID news the next day. But now we get good news again. I mean, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the, it also gives, I mean, I feel like right now, like John Ireland was on from Minneapolis a couple hours ago. And just kind of talking about what it feels like to be around the team right now. And, you know, everybody's walking around in masks, everybody's nervous. Our colleague and friend Michael Thompson is the latest to have a positive COVID test.
I cannot, by the way, think of anybody who will react worse to a positive COVID diagnosis than Michael Thompson.
How so?
Noted germaphobe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess he might not dislike the part about just having to stay in one place in your hotel room or something like that. But, like, for 10 days, even yeah. Michael likes a little bit of yeah. variety now and again.
Yeah, and it seems like he is a little bit symptomatic, too.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, John's like, I'm just staying in my room the entire time until I have to go to the game. I mean, there's a sort of get through the day kind of mentality that everybody with the team has, and especially on pretty much every team that I talk to these days. You know, once you see the number starts to spike within your team, it's just everybody's on edge. And I think that's kind of like that everywhere. Don't you feel like everybody's running out to get their booster and they're nervous again, and there's
yeah,
this false, and, there's and, this anxiety. And so when you get some good news, it's right. a little, I mean, when you get some good news, like with Westbrook or LeBron, like it just, the one thing I will say, and I can't say who it is that I was talking to yesterday, but it was a high up executive. Okay. And they were like, you know, most of our guys that are in the protocols right now have either mild or asymptomatic cases. Some have a few more symptoms. And it's a little worse, but all of the guys who are getting this right now, for the most part, are vaccinated. And the vaccines work. Like, they don't stop you from getting it, but, you know, you're sick for a couple of days and then you're okay. And like, I'm sick for a couple of days. I have a little head cold. I've taken a couple COVID tests. It's not COVID. It's just your average run-of-the-mill preschool cold, okay? Well, little germ magnets that they are in preschool, okay? So it's like the kids bring home to their parents and then you get sick and they get sick. It's like the cycle of life, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, we're all used to that. And if you're vaccinated, like, hopefully that's what COVID will be for you when and if it hits on your doorstep. So it's just, like, heartening to see, like, nobody's getting really, really sick in the NBA so far. I haven't heard of one lately. Whereas last year, guys would get sick and it was awful.
Yeah, the two guys who seem to have been most affected this year by COVID were Jakob Poeltl on the Spurs, who took a little while to get back.
Yeah.
And then the big one was Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he was really sick for a few days there. And Tobias Harris was sick, too. Whatever strain went through the 76ers locker room was a bad one.
Well, that's Philly COVID. I mean, that's an angry
It was an angry COVID.
Right, that's not, you don't want that.
But yeah, I mean, like, the Bulls are, from what I understand, mostly mild cases. The Nets, mostly mild cases or asymptomatic. I mean, it just, you're catching it because it's all over the place. But if you're vaccinated, it's okay. You're right. Going to be okay.
Which is why leagues, you know, the NFL has kind of, they're all kind of trying to think about and recalibrating maybe what their return to play rules are. But, like, for the Lakers, it's like the timing of potentially losing Westbrook, you know, losing Avery Bradley, it sucks. Losing Malik Monk, who, by the way, also we should mention is available to play. Like, he tweeted out last night, I'm back, and, you know, shortly followed by Malik Monk has tested negative twice and whatever. So either he was at the end of his run with COVID and just got picked up in the test, or another false positive, which, by the way, is very common. Happened a bunch of times at my kids' schools this year. You know, so the Lakers suddenly have two important guys in their lineup, one of whom is one of their superstars, and it comes at a low-key time where it's like, oh, you know what? They're kind of playing with it. Like, you know, it's not perfect. It's not exactly what it needs to be. Okay, fine, but you know, they're 7-3 in their last 10 games,
yep.
And they have the fifth best defense in the league in that stretch of 10 games, and their net rating, which has been underwater, be the difference between your offensive rating and your defensive rating is your net rating. Good shorthand for how well a team is playing. The Lakers have been underwater, a minus net rating all season long. They're like +6 right now over the last 10 games. You can sit there and argue about it, Ramon, and it's like, well, they didn't play anyone. They played Oklahoma City, and they played, you know, Sacramento, and they beat Dallas without Luka. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But they were losing those games before. And, like, to have an opportunity to build momentum snatched away because five guys are taken out of the lineup, it feels much better when they're put back in. Like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe this thing can get where it needs to go again.
Yeah. And ooh, what do you got? What do you got?
Not good news.
Oh, Greg.
I know we were doing so well, right?
Greg.
According to Sham Sharania, the Lakers' Austin Reeves has entered health and safety.
No!
So, get one back, boy. Lose another.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I blame all of those people who were congratulating him at the end of that game.
Yeah, that was
Wednesday. Definitely
not a socially distant celebration.
No, I was very worried. We actually, and my brother Andy tweeted about that, like, that photograph, that moment, the video, all those guys jumping up and down on Austin Reeves looked a lot less heartwarming after the news that three dudes had tested positive and all that. So, yeah, Austin Reeves.
Oh, boy.
No!
Okay, well, you know what? I'm looking outside. It's still sunny here in the valley. How we doing, Brian? It's still sunny. It's not raining.
Awesome. Come on. That's just like we were all excited about what this was going to become.
Yeah. Well, they got Isaiah Thomas signed officially, so he's going to play. I think he's on his third jersey number.
He's plucky.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Look, this is all about making the best of it now.
I mean, look, the Lakers in Minnesota. Minnesota will be still without Anthony Edwards as far as we know. I've decided to stop trying to keep track. Like, John Ireland will tell me who is playing in this game when I turn it on later. And until then, I just have no idea.
Well, we hope John Ireland will tell us.
If he doesn't talk to anyone on the way, he might be able to do it.
I know. I mean, that's the thing about these breakthrough infections is that people are out on the road and they're traveling in planes together and they're around each other. You know, I mean, John sounded a little nervous when we talked to him because his broadcast partner has it. Now, Michael was calling the game with Trudell the other day. I don't know where they were sitting next to each other, but Trudell's going to be solo today. I mean, this is just we're sort of in a next man up situation with everybody.
I've always wanted to do play by play.
You
may be terrible. Just awful. It'd be a horrible experience for everyone, but I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
I did it once. I was, when I graduated from school, I was sort of not ready to move on with my life. And I would drive up to Stanford every weekend and do the student radio station calling my old softball team games. Nice. That was my first year out of college. And I didn't get paid or anything. I just kind of needed someplace to go.
That's weird, because that sounds like a lucrative job.
No, not at all. It was student radio. And but it was really fun, actually, because I would just, you know, I'd go up and see my college friends. I was just like my first year out of school, and I would stay with my roommate who was still on campus going to med school. Couldn't let it go. Really wasn't ready for the real world.
Ramona was directionless in life, and then she met a fast-reading, good-smelling man. Set her on the right path.
But I actually did play-by-play. Like, so I did color commentary, and my play-by-play host was, I don't know if you remember the show. Do you remember the show Dream Job? The ESPN show?
Yes.
Yes.
So there was a guy named Aaron Levine, and
I know him. He went to high school with me.
Yeah, yeah. So he's from Valley Boy. I think Calabasas,
like Seth Fishman,
right? Sean Fishman.
Oh, Sean.
Sean,
yeah.
Fishman.
Come on, Brian. So close.
Aaron Levine, he's actually a really good broadcaster up in Seattle now. He like does the evening sports up in Seattle, and Aaron did the play by play. And then during the NCAA tournament, he couldn't go or something. Like, I think they had finals or some kind of school thing, and so they said, "Well, do you want to do both jobs?" And I was like, yeah, okay, I could do this. And I was solo in the booth calling like double headers. I mean, it was unbelievable. I can't believe I did this. But I did all that stuff. And then I did, but like in between, we didn't have like any commercials. So like when we'd send it to break, I would just turn on the ambient noise so people could listen to the ballpark. They would play music at the ballpark and I would just be like, all right, we'll be back with you after the break. And then it would just be like, you know, whatever they were playing at the stadium. I mean, this is very high tech.
Yeah, it sounds like it was very highly rated. Well, I can't wait for the, what was the book like when the winter book
hey,
came in?
I'm sure softball. That there were at least 4 dozen people listening.
Dozen, literally dozens of us.
Most of them were our parents. Right?
All right. Next, what would you do if somebody wanted to sell you a car for $35? Would you take it?
Huh.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Is this Jackson 5?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That's what it is.
They did a lot
nicely
of
done.
Work.
Nicely done,
Christmas.
Momo.
Hard-working Christmas band, the Jackson 5. What's his name? Made him work a lot, period. Ramona, when I was listening earlier with you and John, did I hear correctly where John combined the Momo nickname with Ramona, your actual name, and called you Mamona?
Oh, that would be a new one.
Is that, did I hear that correctly? Did anybody else get that?
I didn't get that.
We'll look for it.
I didn't catch it, but you're probably right.
I'm kind of surprised.
It says
that
Mucky.
Hasn't...
So
Mucky Betts?
Yeah.
Still? 877-710-ESPN. Tell John it's pronounced Mookie. So I have a question for you, Ramona.
Yeah.
There's a guy named, and if at any point, Greg, if I start explaining this wrong, just correct me. There's a fellow named Mr. Beast, who's a YouTube guy, a YouTube star.
Like superstar.
A YouTube superstar.
Wow.
And, you know, he makes like a big deal out of like giving stuff away. Like he makes so much money, he can like give things to people, which obviously drives, you know, interest and whatever. He is giving away a Lamborghini for $35.
Where did he get the Lamborghini?
The dealership, presumably.
Oh, so it's like a sponsorship thing. Okay.
Yeah, he gets sponsored for a lot of the stuff he does, but he gives away a lot of things. So he will open up a bank, right? And people will just walk in and he'll just give them money. Here's $10,000 for you. Here's $1,000 for
okay.
you. And he does a lot of this stuff entrepreneurial. He also does things to help like the ocean, and he has a lot of
that's cool.
things like that. He's a really, really good guy. He actually made, you remember, Squid Game? He made a real life Squid Game where you don't die. But
okay.
thankfully,
you're only maimed.
Yeah, no. So there's like this little thing that pops on you, like okay, I'm done. But yeah, so he does a lot of these things, and he gives away cars, houses, a whole bunch of stuff. He's a really big entrepreneur.
All right. So one of the things he's giving away is a Lamborghini, and I don't want to do the thing where like, you know, resell it, or like okay, I could resell it, but then I got to pay the taxes. Set all that aside. Let's just, you know, financial. But if somebody gave you a Lamborghini, would you want it? Like, it was like, you can have a Lamborghini. Like, do you want that? Like, just here, put it in your driveway.
Is that practical for me?
Is that something that you would want? A Lamborghini. Even
wow.
a free one. Let's say you
not
can't
really.
Sell it. Yeah.
Yeah, not really. I mean, like, I need to put a car seat in there. I don't know. I drive a lot. Like,
where do
I don't
Cheerios,
think a car seat would fit in the Lambo?
Where do Cheerios fall when in the back seat?
Yeah. I mean, look, I have always driven Hondas. I'm like a Honda Accord girl. Mm-hmm. I could get a better car, but I think it's fine. And I just drive all over town all the time. It drives a million miles. It's safe. It looks fine. I used to keep it clean. And sometimes I go through a stage where I do. And other times it's, you know, my car is a little like picture of Dorian Gray. It's a little reflective of the state of my life at any given time, right? I'm never gross.
That's dropping Stanford stuff in there. Picture of Dorian Gray. Oof.
That's not that hard. I mean, I read that one in high school. I'm just, you know. but it's a little, my car's never gross. It's just more like, you know, some clothes from when I had to go to physical therapy after I was on TV, right? So I have like nice TV clothes like thrown in the back seat because I had to change in the car. And it has a lot of like half drinking or mostly drinking water bottles because I'm always afraid of water, not of being thirsty, right? That's usually what my car looks like. It used to have a lot of papers, but now I don't take papers from anybody. Like, remember when we go to games, they just hand you papers? And I'm like, I don't need the box score every quarter, right? And then, but I don't think that Lambo would fit my lifestyle. I'm not a Lambo kind of girl.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Like when you let Ramona go, you learn things. Like, she's scared of thirst.
I'm really scared of being thirsty. Like, if I get in the car, if you want to freak me out, put me in a car with nothing to drink for a long car ride. The anxiety will start going. I'm like, I'm not thirsty now, but what if I get thirsty and there's nothing to drink?
Does anybody know what the fear of thirst is called?
I don't know.
Dipsophobia.
Is that real?
Apparently.
I don't know.
You're dipsophobic.
That sounds like an insult.
It does, right?
How dare you call
me dipsophobic?
In fairness, I'm not totally sure this qualifies, but maybe it does. Maybe we get to the core of this. Dipsophobia is derived from the Greek dipsa, thirst, or phobos, and phobos, fear. Dipsa is also used to form the words dipsomania, which is an abnormal craving for alcohol, and dipsosis, a medical condition characterized by abnormal thirst. So do you have that? Are you abnormally thirsty?
So you're calling me a drunk?
No, I didn't say you had dipsomania.
Yeah, no,
let's be honest, I think my brother does.
Yeah, I know your brother. Oh.
Just saying.
I don't
have dipsophobia. You are
afraid of being thirsty. Like, I'm not actually I do
like
get thirsty.
When you
a lot.
Drive to Vegas, what goes in the trunk? Like, how much water?
Oh no, it's not the trunk, because then I'd have to pull over and get it. It has to be up front with me.
Okay.
It has to be like water, and I do like a nice, like, good Diet Coke, and it should be a fountain drink, not a bottle or anything.
Do you have one of those backpacks with a straw that comes into your mouth?
No. But I do have like a cool. I'll usually put like a cooler with ice because I want it cold all the time. I don't want to drink.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm that girl.
Now I know. If either one of you guys were given a Lamborghini, but like you couldn't sell it, you couldn't be like, because obviously everybody would take it, sell it, whatever. But you have to keep it. Would you want it?
I mean, if I have to keep it, yeah. I would like to take it down to the beach, just go up PCH, up and down PCH, driving my Lambo, get into some of those open stretches.
I got
out of here.
What color would you get? Would you get a
yellow
one?
Yellow. You got to go yellow, yeah.
Red or black, all black.
All black would be like a matte black.
Yeah, like
black. Matte black would be cool. Exactly.
I think if you're going to take one, you have to take one that makes you look like the biggest bleep hole possible.
Right. You wouldn't want it?
No.
Highlighter green.
What do I do? Because I gotta register the thing. I gotta move it.
See, you said don't do that stuff.
No, I can't sell it. I gotta keep it. It's my car now.
Don't talk about the taxes with it.
I have to pay for insurance on it.
You have to service it.
I gotta move it twice a week to avoid street cleaning. I mean, I got what am I doing with a Lamborghini? We have two cars in our house. We have a CRV, a Honda CRV. As Ramona says, like, our family, we are also, as Ethan likes to say, Honda people.
Yeah, helpful Honda people.
And we have an Odyssey, the minivan.
So I'm gonna park three kids. Yeah,
I'm gonna park a Lamborghini in my driveway or leave it on the street?
Well, no, you're not leaving it on the street.
You got to be like a Lamborghini kind of person. Like you have to, it's like, you know, you see some of the outfits Russell Westbrook wears, like he can wear that. Like he can get away with the photographer vest. If I walked into an arena wearing the photographer vest, people would be like, what happened to Ramona? Like, what is she doing?
When did she give up writing? And is a photographer now.
Did she forget her clothes at home and have to borrow some vest from the photographer? I mean, like, there are people who can pull that off. But, like, if you're not one of them, don't try.
Serge Ibaka's 65-foot-long scarf.
Yeah, see, I would look ridiculous in that.
See, I think you could take the Lamborghini to Sunset and you can just park it and just sit on the side of it and be like, this is my Lambo.
To do what?
You just stand on it.
To impress who?
Yeah, you impress.
Let's be real, you guys.
By.
Who? The only
and
one of
what
us.
What do I do?
The only one of us four on the radio right now who could actually pull off the Lambo is Jorge.
Absolutely.
It's not even
totally
close.
Agreed.
It's not
totally
even
agreed.
How but so? Even, but even, well, you're younger.
Well, you're
you have
cool.
Some sense
you're
of
like,
coolness.
Yeah, you're kind of quiet, you know.
You don't want to be on the hood of the Lamborghini?
What?
Vote
what,
like for Jorge.
Oh!
That's going to be on the hood of the Lamborghini.
Don't vote. And on the back, it says, don't vote for Lara.
Exactly.
Dang. Negative campaigning.
Now, if somebody were to give me like a nice sedan, take one of those.
Listen to you.
Brian, you're making it worse. It's one thing to not be able to pull off the Lambo. It's another thing to be like, hey,
give me
one of those Pontiacs.
I didn't know.
All about the four doors.
Say, do they even make those anymore, a Pontiac? But no, I just like a really nice luxury sedan. Give me one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a
Tesla. I need four doors. I need preferably one of them to slide.
Yeah.
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 By the way,
okay,
Momo,
I got a question for you.
Sorry. Happiful Magazine says that the anxiety caused by needing something to drink is actually dehydration anxiety. So that is what
see, that's
have.
Much better than your diptho whatever thing that you said. Okay. All right. ESPN.
I'm not shaming you, Ramona. I'm just saying
I know, it's
this
okay.
is now
it
you now
worse.
What you have has a name.
Hey, our ESPN social handle has a really good question for us, okay? It's called Create Your Own Bowl Game. Like, you're not Jimmy Kimmel and you can't name it after yourself, okay? This is how you do it. The last place you shopped, the last thing you ate, and then the word bowl. Go, Brian.
I will tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think I had clothes on. I saw the post.
I don't know.
I see shorts.
Do you?
I think yeah. I see shorts as well. But I also wonder if that is because Juan just didn't frame the shot properly in Director Steve's, you know, direction.
Yeah.
So I feel like that took at least 7 or 8 takes and he finally got tired of it.
I really love Mason vacation pictures.
My favorite is when Mason says, look, I'm going on vacation. I got to unplug from my fantasy team, so you won't be hearing from me. And I get like 6 trade offers while he's gone.
Yeah, that's true. He said he likes to soak. Like he just goes places and sits in the jacuzzi all the time and read. But all I see him is on fantasy football and fantasy baseball. And like, I don't know how off the grid he is. He's watching the games.
I will say people mock him for around here for always being off. But like, here's the thing. Those are contractually negotiated days off that he gets. And quite frankly, he'd be dumb to not take them. Like, they're there. He's going to get paid. They, you know, nothing happened. You use him or lose him, my man. So I respect him for doing it.
Me too.
Ramona, you had a little mini game that you wanted to play in honor of the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Yeah. So this is bowl season, Brian. We're about to really head into the heart of bowl season where you have any number of companies naming all different sorts of games. And our
tremendous
ESPN
amounts of football that I won't watch.
It'll be on. Whenever you say what game is on, or is there a game on, the answer is yes. We don't know what game it is or who's playing or what it means, but there is a game on. The ESPN social media handle says, you can't have a bowl game without a great name. If you were going to create your own bowl game, here's how to do it. The last place you shopped, for me, that would be Walgreens. The last thing you ate, I guess, would be a chicken salad. And the word bowl. So I'd be the Walgreens chicken salad bowl. That sounds like a realistic bowl. What do you think?
That actually could be a thing.
Yeah. How about you?
I would be the Target popcorn bowl.
Yeah, see, that's a thing.
Not bad. Not bad.
That is not bad. Those two things are related because guess where I got the popcorn?
Sounds good. Jorge?
The Macy's pretzel bowl.
Yeah.
You bought...
It's like a parade.
I went to Macy's at the mall and then stopped by, got a pretzel, and then left.
You went to the mall?
Yeah.
People still go to the mall?
I go to the mall.
There's
I
no
like
parking.
And there's no parking.
There's no parking. It's packed at the mall.
I like to take my Lamborghini and park it outside the mall
for street
and just impress people like I'm Greg Bergman on Sunset.
Dude, I drove by a mall and saw the parking lot. It was like the Topanga Westfield Mall the other day. And I saw people like lining up just to get in the parking lot. And I was like, nope. Never.
But see, that was that to me was not a COVID thing. Like that, like
no.
The idea of going to a mall on Black Friday seemed like literally my definition of hell. Like
it really
fighting
is.
Somebody, like literally fighting another human being for an extra $20 off on a 35-inch television. That is not for me.
That's actually the last thing I bought at my last Friday, like 5 years ago, a TV, and I've never gone since.
Right, because like think about it, like you camp out for 3 days to save that $40. Just like pick up an extra shift
and there you go, you
and sleep in. You're good to go. Yeah, you cost yourself too, but like people like the sport of it. But I go to the mall. I like the mall.
Yeah, me too. You got a pretzel.
Really? My kids practice near Fox Hills Mall in Culver City. So like I'm at that mall probably 3 times a week.
Wow.
Just killing time, going to Target, getting diapers, getting some popcorn, naming a bowl. You pick up stuff.
Yeah.
And they have a Spencer's at that
mall.
Oh,
yeah, Spencer's.
You remember
good
Spencer's?
Yeah. Yeah, the joke gifts, those are good.
Yeah, that mall at Fox Hills is one of those like half modern, half 80s malls where like some of the stores you go like, huh, I didn't know you were still there.
You know, I used to buy posters there.
At Spencer's?
Posters still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like, they sell, I went in there with my 9-year-old one day, and then I had to walk out. Like, that place is not safe for work. You can't take a 9-year-old into Spencer's.
No.
That raises too many questions.
Bergman, what about your bowl?
It would be the Starbucks Snickers bowl.
Come on, Mama.
See, you guys don't eat.
Oh, I just go by the rules. I don't get to make it up myself.
I'm trying to decide.
I know, but like,
that
could that
real
really
thing.
Work? Yeah,
no, that's not a real bowl.
So, like,
you know, I've noticed, Greg, that when I'm not there to bring you food, you don't eat well.
I don't eat. Period. Well, actually, today it was a really busy day with all those changes from Sunday to Tuesday.
Yep.
So I was like, I need something to eat, and I went to the vending machine. So it could be the vending machine Snickers bowl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brought to you by Big Vending Machine. Like just the vending machine council. Like that's why I do. You do get those bowl games sometimes that are just brought to you by like onions, like the onion bowl.
And then when you get those picky machines that don't want to take your dollar because it's folded. Come on.
Oh man.
That's the worst.
You were pulling on the. You were like doing the pulling gesture on the vending machine like you were getting cigarettes. In 1983. Like, you're not old enough to remember cigarette vending machines, are you?
I was a twinkle of my daddy's eye at the time, yeah. I wasn't. No.
Like, you used to be able to get anything in a vending machine.
Yeah.
Cigarettes in a vending machine.
And now they're doing it again now.
At Denny's.
You can get, like, cupcakes in a vending machine now.
Right, but that's
coffee, dude.
Yeah, coffee in a vending.
Have you ever seen those vending machines at the airport now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like iPods.
They have one. Like I was in New York over the summer, and they had a vending machine there that had like a full dinner.
Yes, they have those in Europe. They know that like you can get spaghetti.
Yeah.
In a vending machine.
And I was like, what is happening here? You can buy some PPE in the vending machine.
I think also Buko is that D5.
Yeah. D5.
But I'm pretty sure in Japan they have like ton of that kind of stuff in vending machines.
Sushi for $5?
No, don't get sushi out of a vending machine. That's a bad call. That's a bad idea.
I feel like Japan would be okay. They would know what to do. Right? It's like the home of sushi.
Is
Japan really the home of sushi? Is that where it comes from?
It actually says that on their official
the motto
under the flag. It's the home of sushi.
I ate like airport sushi when I was passing through Japan, and it was really good. I was like, I just think you like if you're gonna get sushi, like you should get it in Japan. That they're really good at that.
So when I was in Hawaii, I would go to 7-Eleven and I would get sushi because it was just normal and regular there,
straight out of the water.
Yeah. So I would, and you would eat it. It was good. It was tasty. Yeah. It was fresh.
Would you get 7-Eleven
from 7-Eleven from here?
Yeah.
Oh, just candy.
So why, if Ramona had asked this question before, you'd have been in the 7-Eleven sushi bowl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which also sounds like, that actually not only sounds like an actual bowl game, it sounds like an item you could buy.
It is a
7-Eleven sushi bowl.
It is. It would probably be a poke bowl, though.
That works just as
Hawaiian
well.
Hawaiian poke bowl, yeah.
Poke.
Sorry, poke.
Poke bowl.
It's not a Pokemon. No.
Pokemon. At least I didn't say poke.
Poke.
Yeah, that would be way worse.
Sade. My kid is on the board. My kid is on your board. What does he say?
I get my revenge.
Whoa.
What was that? Can you explain where that came from?
I get my revenge.
What is happening?
That was from, so as people know, just to bring people behind the curtain, my brother and I are
definitely need some context for that.
My brother and I are frequently hired and then fired by the people at this station.
It's kind of your brand
now. Routinely, that's just sort of what we do here is like we stick around for a little while and then somebody says it's time for you to go, and then you know a year later they're like, we probably shouldn't have done that, and then they can you come back, and we're like, well, we'll see. But before I was let go the last time at the during the COVID.
Yeah.
One of the bits that they were doing on Mason Ireland to get through the week because there were no sports is they would call my son Ethan and Ethan would play Mason in trivia.
Ah.
And lost the first week, I believe it was, and then won in the second week. And
I get my revenge.
Oh, he was excited. I thought that was about when you got let go. And
no, I mean, Ramona, I ain't that angry. Start screaming, I get my revenge. Who am I getting revenge on?
I could name names, but I won't for your sake. Wow.
They know what they did.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. But also, you're bigger than that, right?
No, not necessarily. Maybe smarter, but not bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. I do remember the first time. Like, look, the first time I was, you know, Andy and I, this is a long time ago. This is when ESPN Los Angeles was like its own website and they were doing all the locals and this and like, you know, like just wasn't working. And like we were let go and all these things. People try really hard to get you to badmouth ESPN when you leave ESPN because it's great content. And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. Like there are three companies that work in this industry. You have to be a little smarter than these things. People just don't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Next is Game of Games, right?
I am not optimistic that your game is going to be great. I think it's going to be...
I'm excited. No, it's going to be very good. All right. It is time for Game of Games. Brian Kamenetsky, Ramona Shelburne in for John and Steve. The last Game of Games of the week before the guys come back next week. I, of course, gave up a point to Ramona yesterday because I made her do the game because I forgot. I got too busy. So Mace has 3, Ireland has 2, Bergman has 4, Jorge has 1. Momo, you can move into a tie for second if you win today. You have 2, Clinton Yates has 1, I have 1 myself, but it's my game, so I cannot make up any ground today. We mentioned before that the Los Angeles Lakers were valued by Sportico at $5.63 billion. That's good for third in the NBA. I have the rest of the list in front of me. I'm going to give you two teams, and I want you to tell me which team is more valuable.
Got
it. Simple game.
Okay.
Pairing number one, the Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 76ers? The Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 76ers? Ramona, you go first.
I will say the Celtics.
I will go with the 76ers.
Celtics.
Correct answer is the Boston Celtics. They are the sixth most valuable team in the NBA. Yeah. $3.44 billion.
Woo!
Dollars.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of money. Number two, the Portland Trailblazers.
Uh-huh.
Or the Milwaukee Bucks.
Ooh.
The Portland Trailblazers or the Milwaukee Bucks. Jorge, you go first.
Milwaukee.
Greg.
Portland.
Ramona.
I think I want to say Milwaukee because they own their own stadium.
That is incorrect. The answer is
Portland. Wow.
You're big on that who owns their own stadium thing.
Well,
the Blazers.
I mean,
I got nervous because of that, actually.
$2.07 billion. The Bucks are worth a mere $1.98 billion. So pick it up. Who got that right?
I got it.
So just Greg. Okay.
No, Greg said Portland.
I said Portland.
Right, Portland is more valuable.
Oh, it is Portland. Okay, yeah. All right, we said Milwaukee.
That's that Cal math for
you.
Oh,
got it, okay.
2.07, okay. Right, not as big.
Okay.
All right. The Sacramento Kings or the Denver Nuggets? The Sacramento Kings or the Denver Nuggets? Bergman.
See, Sacramento, it's in California.
That is true.
I'm going to go with Denver, though.
Mm-hmm. It's also in Sacramento. So
right. I'm just trying to think because of the state that it's
California,
in.
But Sacramento.
Right. That's kind of why I went Denver.
Right.
No Cal.
Greg? Oh, I'm sorry, Ramona?
I am going to say Sacramento for a variety of reasons. Sacramento.
Don't need to hear him.
Okay. Well.
Jorge?
Denver.
The answer is the Sacramento Kings. Hey! $2.06 billion. Ramona, why are the Sacramento Kings worth
more? They just have a brand new beautiful arena, and Denver cannot get themselves on TV. They have a horrible TV rights deal that they're in the middle of.
See, she knows way more than we are going about all of
these. Like, remember when people in LA couldn't watch the Dodgers? That's what's happening in Denver with the Nuggets. Yeah.
Things Jorge and I don't know.
Swag.
That was going to be my game for Monday.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat or the Toronto Raptors?
Ooh.
I believe Ramona goes first. The Miami Heat or the Toronto Raptors?
That is a very interesting question. I am going to say.
I agree.
I'm going to say Toronto.
Eh?
Toronto.
Jorge?
Miami.
Eh?
Miami.
All right.
I'm gonna go with Momo and say Toronto.
Correct answer is the Toronto Raptors, worth $2.74 billion. Miami is only worth 2.5, so that explains.
They have like the whole country that watches them.
Right.
Yeah, I am not entirely sure I've been keeping score accurately throughout this game.
Momo has three, I have two, Jorge has one. In my head. So if you want to do it.
I will
be
now.
Laura says she's getting all of these right. She's playing with us.
Oh, good. Good job, Laura.
Doesn't mean we're going to vote for you. So wait, run that back for me. What's the score currently?
Momo has three. I have two. Jorge has one.
All right. The New Orleans Pelicans or the Memphis Grizzlies?
Oof.
The Pelicans or the Grizzlies? Jorge.
Oof.
Grizzlies.
Which team is worth more? Greg Bergman.
Jeez, they're both not worth very much, you would think.
I will say, if you're looking for an NBA team at bargain basement prices.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Pelicans just because you said Pelicans. That's the only reason.
Are you a Pelican or are you a Pelicant?
This is legitimately my only reason.
I'm a Mexican.
Well, I want to win, so I'm going to say the opposite of Bergman. I'll go with Memphis.
The Memphis Grizzlies are worth more, $1.53 billion. The Pelicans are worth $1.51 billion, so point
nice.
For Ramona,
nice.
Point for Jorge. Those
Momo
are, in fact, the two least valuable franchises in the NBA.
How many do you have left?
I don't know. How much time do we got?
A few more minutes, but do you want to have Momo go first since she's up by two?
I'm up by two?
I mean, I'll cross that bridge when we get there. Don't worry.
All right.
Don't you want me to win?
I mean, I like winning. Jorge likes winning.
All right.
But that's fine.
I'm going to write down that out time, though. I haven't been writing down the score. The Washington Wizards or the San Antonio Spurs?
I go first?
Yep.
Jeez. Strictly based off how many times they've won an NBA championship, I'm going to say the San Antonio Spurs.
Ramona?
Who's next? I am going to say Washington because it's a bigger metro area.
That is true.
Washington, yeah.
The correct answer is the Washington Wizards.
Hey! I'm calling me out of this now.
Last one
Listen,
as we are down to our last
minute. I have been to San Antonio. It is not near other cities.
No, she hasn't because it's she's got five, Rhea has three, and Greg has two.
Right.
But the last one's worth eight. The Phoenix Suns or the Indiana Pacers? The Phoenix Suns or the Indiana Pacers?
Momo goes first. Oh.
Do I go first?
Yeah,
I'll say Suns.
No, Momo. Suns. Momo goes first.
Oh, man. That's a tough one because didn't the Suns?
Don't just answer the question. 19 seconds.
I think it's the Suns. I think the Suns are worth more.
All right.
They just got a big naming rights deal.
They did just get a big naming rights deal.
Yeah.
Jorge.
That's all I'm basing it on.
Suns. Suns. Right.
I mean, I'm out of it, so I'll just say the Pacers.
Have you no pride?
I do have. That's why I'm going with the Pacers. So it's opposite to try and get a point back.
Suns is the correct answer.
So I lost that point.
Wins 13-11 over Jorge. Congratulations. She is now tied for third, which
nice
is an amazing
job,
place for a fill-in to be. Tied for second place in the Game of Games board. Let's see if
I
next
guy's. I do think I've hosted more this month than Mason or I.
Possibly. No time for that, though.
Combined.
Sedano and Kaplan next, 710 ESPN.